Many people join unions as a way to prevent what they perceive to be injustice in the workplace. Arlene Holtbaker is the executive vice president for the AFL-CIO, an 11 million member federation that represents nearly all unionized workers in the U.S.
Well, I've come to Pinellas County to join with our members here in this county to volunteer to help out here at Pinellas of Hope, a Catholic charity organization that has set up facilities to help the homeless. It's been absolutely amazing.
Pinellas Hope is a temporary emergency shelter and transitional program for the homeless individuals who want to return to a normal life. Nick is one of several hundred residents.
I lost my job, and it only took a few weeks, really. And I'm not from Florida. I didn't really have a support system or family here. No savings. At the same time, wouldn't you know, I lost my wallet with every piece of identification I had. So it's just like, it just gets better and better, you know? And then someone told me about this place and I came here, and in a matter of a week's time, they got me my birth certificate, my ID.
With some free meals and lodging, Nick has finally scored a job at a big box store, which he hopes will allow him to move into one of the 80 apartments also situated on the 20-acre property. About 250 men and women stay at Pinellas Hope. Some stay in tents placed upon wooden pallets in a fenced-in field of mulch and dirt. Telephone union member Chris Regalado volunteered by remulching the ground, which has become marshy and soft with recent rainfall.
Well, this is instead of having a big party on Labor Day, you know, drinking beer and having hot dogs and barbecue, we decided to come out here and actually help the Pinellas Hope sort out their property here and do something good for the community.
Nick was provided with essentials like shampoo, a toothbrush, deodorant, and a tent that he can sleep in. He is able to volunteer time folding donated clothes, which are available to the residents. Retired Verizon worker and telephone union member George Guthrie said the facility is not just any shelter.
Pinellas Hope is actually a program for adult street homeless individuals. It's not exactly a shelter, it's a program, because the folks that come and check in here have to go through a screening process where they're breathalyzed for alcohol, they're checked for drugs, and they have to pass a background test.
Now Guthrie works at Pinellas part-time after having volunteered for so long. While some people lump unions in with special interests dominating Washington, Arlene Holtbaker said that the AFL-CIO even has programs to help non-unionized workers.
The AFL-CIO has an associate membership program for people in the community who are not able in their workplaces to join a union, but yet feel that they need to band together around a collective agenda. It usually is about the economy itself and trying to move this economy forward. So our associate membership program is Working America. We have 3 million Working America members.
Lynn Webb is the president of the Central Labor Council in Tampa. She spent her day bagging up toiletries for the residents. She noted that by helping programs like Pinellas Hope, she is helping people who are on the path to rejoining the workforce by giving Hope residents a hand up, not a hand out.
The Central Labor Council wants to really work in our communities, raise the standard of living in our community. We are teachers, we're school employees, we're electricians. I'm coming out here to give back to the community and to help out all the people who can't find jobs in what's one of the wealthiest nations of the world, and help get them back on their feet so they can re-enter the workforce.
About 56% of residents who enter Pinellas Hope will go on to transition into a normal life. Arlene Holtbaker continued her Florida tour all through the Labor Day weekend.
I have been invited to speak at two congregations in Titusville, St. James and Shiloh African Methodist Churches, both African Methodist churches. Well, we will be, we call it labor in the pulpit, and it's an opportunity for us to connect with our faith. And our faith compels us to ensure that we take care of the poor, that we take care of the workers. So we do connections there. So we will be speaking in those pulpits.
George Guthrie said he hopes that by volunteering on Labor Day, that they may honor not only labor unions and America's workforce, but also the millions of Americans who are ready to work once again. You can find out more information at our website at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Pinellas Park, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.